In the U.S. state of Missouri, protests over the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer have turned violent. Angry protesters hurled Molotov cocktails at police who responded with smoke bombs and tear gas. The police earlier shot and critically wounded the 19-year-old protester who pointed a handgun in their direction. Rather, protests have been held in the city of Ferguson over every night since the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown on Saturday. Brown was shot multiple times by an officer. Eyewitnesses say that his killing was unprovoked. The demonstrators condemn police's brutality and accuse security forces of racism and discrimination against African Americans. Ferguson Police Chief says an investigation of the shooting could take weeks to complete. We're now joined by our correspondent, Colin Campbell, who's with us from Washington to give us the latest on the protest taking place in Missouri. Colin, what do you have for us?
Well, that's right. It did get very violent. It is worth noting first that police allegedly believe that Brown pointed a gun at them or that a struggle ensued over the police officer's gun. But the reason why there's so many people that are angry and outraged over the shooting of this man was because of the fact that he was allegedly unarmed. He was an unarmed black man gunned down by police, and that's why you're seeing so many people who are upset. It'd be one thing if he had a gun and he pointed it at police. The assumption is that that person would be fired upon and instantly killed, as is part of police training. But from what an eyewitness says is that Brown had his hands up in the air when police shot and killed him. And so many stories around the nation are being revealed about black men, particularly young black men, were unarmed and then killed by police. And that's why you're seeing so many people who are angry, so many people who are upset. Like you said, there was some rioting, there has been looting. And another reason that is fueling the anger of some of the residents there and some of the people around the nation is that journalists have also been detained who were trying to cover the ongoing violence and the rioting and what's happening in the town of Ferguson as people protest police treatment. And the reason that it's also very angering for people there is because they say this is an ongoing problem. This isn't just an isolated incident of a police officer killing one man in one incident. They say that there has been repeated examples of them being harassed by police, oppressed by police, and not being treated like the average citizen like they should be and protected by the police like they should be.
Colin, having in mind the recent instances of racial profiling and the excessive use of force by U.S. police, would you say that the American public are slowly losing their trust in the police system?
Yes, that is something that's been long time in the making. But what is worth noting here is the disparity between the black community, Latino community, and the white community, and the trust for police. There has been a long-standing distrust of police within the black community because of the abuse of power. And this goes even well before these incidents that we're hearing about so much now because of people who have videotapes or because of the internet. This goes well before that when members of the police were members of the KKK, a very racist organization that was, you know, entrenched in policing and politics, even before that. And so there has been a long, steady distrust of police because of incidents like this. Other incidents, too, where people felt like the police were not there to serve and protect them, as is the police motto, but instead to do just the opposite, which is what many people believe happened with the Michael Brown incident.
Thank you very much, Colin Campbell, our correspondent, joining us from Washington.